Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we've been knowing each other for a while. I'm into you. I don't know what I gotta do, you know. Get closer.
Wait a minute. Now, you know I'm in a situation. Why are you even... Don't do this. Why are you tripping like that?
Well, I understand that, but your whole vibe is, you know... I see myself being with you forever.
That's really beautiful. I kind of dig you too, you know that. We're friends, and I'm in a situation. I'm in a relationship, and you know what that means.
Well, whatever I gotta do, I'll do it for you.
You put me in an awkward situation.
Tired of these hoes, man. Just want one girl. Just one girl. Yeah.
Girl, you got me open. Put a ring on it, shorty put that thing on me. Yeah, she fine, plus she smart too. Shorty got a heart too. Someone I can talk to when shit is on my mind. I wanna take her out for the weekend to an island with some beaches where nobody else can see us. I'ma lay it down and eat it. Them legs, I'm in between it. I taste that pussy leaking. That's how I know she need it.
Oh, I'm a Jesus chat.
Hey. How y'all doing out there?
Hey. Chick better have my footage.
What?
She better have my CDs.
What CDs? That's going to end money. Do you? I know you do. Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about cities, money. We back. Okay.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome,
so we were taking a break to watch that Rihanna video, bitch better have my money. And just to say, Rihanna is a little bit, you know, she's a little interesting. And the video is interesting. And that's a situation that we're talking about relationships. Being single, being taken, it's complicated, or in a situation. And we know some of you guys out there are in situations. And it's complicated and in a situation are two different things that we'll explain why. But because we were off air for a second, we have to work out some technical difficulties, so we apologize for that. We're going to go around and we're going to introduce ourselves. We're going to go on to Dr. J's Word of the Day, and then we're going to get into this relationship situation. I am at Solo Flows.
I'm at Dr. J Money.
I'm at Ann's Dreams.
I'm at I Mean.
I'm at 220 Media.
I'm at Cali Blood 3.
And Dr. J going to hit y'all with this word of the day real quick. You know, dealing with relationships, you need a partner. You guys can be a cohort. A cohort is basically a companion or an associate. It can be an accomplice. It can be a group or a company. It can be a group of soldiers or warriors. It can be a group of people sharing a particular statistical or demographic characteristic, meaning, for example, a group of lesbians living in a group home. That would be considered a group of people sharing a particular statistical or demographic characteristic. So, Dr. J's word of the day is cohort. Go out and find you a cohort of your own to do some cohorting with.
Okay, so it's all about the cohort today. Thank you, Dr. J, for your word of the day. So what we want to know today is we're talking about the status of relationships. You know, people consider themselves single. Some people consider themselves taken. Some people consider themselves in a complicated situation. And some people just consider themselves in a situation. You know what I'm saying? Now, I think one of the issues with being single, for example, single can go to a situation if you think you're single, but somebody that you're messing with doesn't think you're single. That can turn into a situation or something that's complicated, right? Because you don't know, right? You're supposed to be in a relationship, and last time you checked, you were, but maybe that person was single. And the same thing with being taken. You think you're in a relationship, you're with someone, you're doing the whole relationship thing, and maybe you find out that that's not the same path that this person is going. They have several yous, several people who they consider to be their number one or their main. Especially in the times that we live in now, people like to have more than one partner and, you know, and literally say that they're with all these people. And that goes to, like, polyamory when we talk about that, like having multiple lovers. We're not sure if that's possible or not, to be in love with two or three people at once and truly give them your all. That's what the true meaning of being polyamorous is, being able to love multiple people equally and it working out harmoniously. I don't really see that happening in a lot of lesbian relationships. why not, you guys? Talk to them, Dream.
I just don't think it's going to happen because women, they don't really like to share. And also, people are afraid of the relationship turning one-sided. But I just believe that, you know, when you bring somebody in, this is both of our wives. You know what I'm saying? So we all going to enjoy each other's company, just the three of us. And if everybody is treated fairly and equally and get their share of time, then it shouldn't be any problems with a relationship.
But maybe I don't want to get to know that bitch. Maybe I don't want to be in a relationship with that bitch.
What happens
so if you got to help choose who that bitch is?
So what happens when I don't want to, no.
Because it could be, so just think about the benefits of it. So if you got a family, you got a household with three parents, you know, economically as well, because you got the flow of income coming in. Everybody can live happily and comfortably. The kids got three parents. You know what I'm saying? So they going to thrive in the world. The American dream.
They always get attention because somebody always there.
Right. And then, and most of the time in relationships, sometimes you might feel like you need a break. But you don't want a breakup. You just need some space. So that other person is there, you know, to occupy the time, so you won't feel like, oh, I'm leaving my girl hanging.
You know what? I only see that being a bad situation because even with everybody getting along and you know we're all fucking on each other and we all love each other, I still feel like at one point there's going to be a thought of, oh, this bitch likes her more than me, or yeah, there's going to be a point where it comes to that, and a motherfucker's going to have to choose.
But if that can be kind of worked out, and we can build the trust, and that's why I say a marital contract. So what this is I think for this to work, we enter into a marital contract where, you know, we come up with a few rules. We can make our own rules to our relationship, and we align them rules so that it works out. You know what I'm saying? So that way people will understand, I love both of you guys. And it might feel like she's getting more attention, but she's not. And you have to trust and know that from the beginning. And that's why y'all going to have a schedule set up where somebody get Monday, Tuesday, somebody get Wednesday, Thursday, and then the weekend flip-flop or something of the sort. I mean, they do it all the time in polygamous relationships. They do it. If you watch the show
Big Love,
he had a few wives, and they all had kids. They all had their own houses. Their family thrived. They had a very successful family. He owned his own Costco. He lived with all of them. One day he lived with this wife. The next day he lived with that wife. The next day he lived with, and they was on a rotation. So he fucked this one night, this one the next night, and this one the next night. This one had a baby 1 year, this one had a baby the next year, this one had a baby. I mean, it kind of rotated, but it was a whole lot. But
I don't need all of that. Me and my wife can just have one extra. We don't need no schedules and rotating. We all in this together.
You know what I'm saying? We all, Monday through Sunday, it's us. And says she can't be putting in all them days. That's too many days. But, I mean, that's understandable. I don't like to share, so I don't think the three-person thing would work for me. That's just me being me. I'm greedy, and somebody would get their feelings hurt, and I wouldn't want it to be me at all. So, yeah, I can't do the three-person thing.
So you think somebody would get their feelings hurt because you would show more attention to one?
I probably would. I wouldn't even do it intentionally. That would be. I'm saying you're bound to like one person more than the other. It's going to happen. One person's going to have more traits, a list of more traits that you like more than the other. So it's bound to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, for instance, what if I come home from work one day and I'm kind of tired, but I'm supposed to give it to you, and it's not as what you expected it to be, but then that next day I'm not tired and I do her different, and now you mad because you think I like her more because I put more effort into it, but in reality, I was just tired the night before, so it wasn't my fault. You know what I mean?
Somebody
getting their feelings hurt. Now I got to sleep on the couch. Now one of them coming to sneak on the couch with me. Now I'm in trouble all over again. Like, this is some bullshit. No, they're not going to care about what the fuck happened. Oh, sorry. Yeah, but they're not going to care about what happened during that day. All they're going to care about is that they didn't get what they were supposed to get like the other person got. That's all they're going to know.
See, that kind of thing is an unforeseeable incident, right? Because as a person who is the single person giving out love, like, you have the other people who you're going to one day at a time, so they get a day of rest and all that kind of stuff. You have to be the main, so you got to be on all the time, whether you're tired or not or whatever, so that one person won't feel neglected or left out. What do you mean? How do you mean?
No, that's two relationships. That is so fucking hard.
Yeah, and then imagine three.
I mean, mentally, that's a whole lot.
Right.
But that's why I was saying, you could get everybody on the same page, and then we can, if three adults really got together and really talked about this and discussed it and planned it, it probably could work. But it's okay. It's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy because, like I mean, said, relationships is just already hard. So, but I believe in it. I think it could work. I'm not saying that I'm going to do it. Because people already have enough trouble dealing with me. But if we can get something together, I would definitely consider it.
And it, you know what? And it could, like you guys are talking about expectation, you know? Expectations come with something like that. And, like, everybody expects to get theirs, right? And you say, what do you mean you're tired on my night? Or what if it's one of those situations where you're more sexually attracted to this person than that person?
Exactly.
You know, and then you do more with this person because you just can't help it, you know. I think for women, like for men, I think it's a totally different thing, actually. I think even for gay men, you know, they have a lot of sexual escapades. And I'm trying not to make a blanket statement, and no offense when I say that. But it's not, in a lot of ways, not as so emotionally involved as it is with women, you know. Like, certain shows I've watched or situations I've been in, I've seen men who can actually have sex and detach. I don't see as many women who can do that, just have sex and detach from a partner and just be like, fuck it, or just have hella one-night stands. I mean, it's some women who can do that, and, you run into some, but I think women get emotionally invested. And a lot of women who are able to do the one-night stands and all that, in some way they're damaged in a weird way, you know, like something has happened or they've given up on such and such and such, and this is just... You know what I mean? It's more of an attitude that comes along with it. And then you're talking about not situations, but you're talking about a relationship. So a relationship takes time and effort and commitment. You know what I'm saying? So that's a big deal, to commit to multiple people. Like you guys said, you know, just being committed to one person, the work that takes, and, you know, being committed to multiple people, especially who have an emotional attachment to you, is major. You know, I think that's why a lot of people stay single. You know, people who want to be players or whatever, they stay single. Like, even though they're messing with multiple people, but feelings still get involved even in those situations, you know. When a person's single and they tell you they're single and they want to stay single, but they, you know, you get involved with them sexually, you know, then they always say, I didn't mean to catch feelings, but, you know.
Yeah, and every now and then... You know, you find some people and they say, oh, I just want to be friends. And then you find another person that's like, oh, I just want to be friends. So now you've got a whole bunch of friends, and now you looking like the player, when in reality, you just with a bunch of people that want to be friends. So that's not your fault. I'm just saying, I mean, it might be, but no, I'm just saying. What do you do then? Because you're not trying to be a player. You just with a bunch of people who want to be friends.
So you basically talking about situations.
That's a whole bunch of situations, right. But that's not my fault.
Right, no, it's not just
people losing the sight of what dating is about. It's when you dating, it's choice, that's, you know what I mean? It's dating, you know what I mean? So it's not like going on a date. It's, you know what I mean? So it's like I think people misunderstand that. And then when you get exclusive with somebody, then you stop dating because you're dating. You're in a relationship with somebody, so it's no longer dating. So I think having friends and stuff when you're in a dating, you know, dating type of mood or environment, I think that's healthy. I think having friends, Dr. J, there's nothing wrong with having a bunch of friends. Now, I think if you're having sexual intercourse with all of these friends, that's when, of course, especially with women, of course, it's going to get a little... It's gonna get a little hasty, but you gotta really think about it. If you're gonna have all these friends, you gotta know how to handle it. You gotta know how to take care of all of what you're trying to take care of. You feel what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You want to handle all that? You want to handle all these friends sexually? Then you gotta be able to take care of all these emotions, because women, that's a fine creature you're dealing with. So you just gotta know what you're doing. And I think it all depends on the person. If you know how to handle it, I think you can have as many women as you like, or many men as you like. I think it's all in how you eat it, so to speak.
Wow.
So the question is then, how many dates does it take to become a relationship?
It's not a number. It's whenever it becomes a mutual agreement. It's not, it's like, okay, we at this point where, it's always at different times. Some people might be laying in bed.
Hold on, let me stop you there.
Go ahead, solo.
You've never been with a woman or kicked it with somebody and they thought it was something that it wasn't.
Absolutely. That's why I'm giving the explanation on what I think when the relationship should be established. It should be a mutual agreement between both parties. It shouldn't be assumptions. We might be chilling. We might still be in friend mode. We might still be in dating mode. Mm-hmm. But the other person in the same environment might be feeling different. So it should be a mutual agreement between the two. It shouldn't be a feeling of some sort that you think you're getting, because that causes assumptions and that causes miscommunication all the time.
So, when is a girl labeled crazy?
I'm talking about relationship status when a girl is labeled crazy because someone... I'm gonna answer this question. She was, what I mean.
Okay, hold on. Wait, are they really crazy?
But the thing is, it doesn't make, because, okay, so you're saying, what I would say the ingredients that would make her crazy. Now, if you're lying to her and telling her you're not seeing anyone else, if you're making all of these dating situations seem exclusive, then that's when you run into problems. Because, because if you're saying, okay, I'm seeing you, but I'm seeing several other people. Like, for example, I ain't going to say no names, but, certain people, was like, I'm going to show, several women attention, right?
You know what I'm saying? You got to tell what it is, and I think that comes with maturity level, too. And regardless of how it may feel, people got feelings. Their feelings don't get hurt. But you can avoid the craziness by just telling them straight up, this is what I'm doing, this is what's going on, and either they're going to stick around and rock with you until you at a different level, or they're going to say, I don't have time for that in my life.
Okay, so let me do this warning
now. This is a warning to the ladies. If you know what you have, then you can't get mad. Okay? If somebody's bringing you the truth to the table and saying, hey, you got some people who say, I'm not a relationship person. You have to accept that for what it is. Now, if you feel like you're just a superwoman who's going to change that person, that's not that person's fault. Because if that person is telling you straight up, I'm not a relationship person, I'm going to see you and multiple people, then beyond that is on you. You know what I'm saying? You cannot be mad at that person because they're not lying to you, but more than anything, they don't owe you anything. You know what I'm saying?
Friend honest. I don't want karma to come kicking me in my butt. And you know, and sometimes even when you keep it honest with a female, she emotionally invested, it hurts. But at the same time, it's really to protect you and your feelings. Because for real, like, I don't like seeing women hurt, and I don't like hurting women's feelings. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I just tell you straight up, it's gonna prevent that long run hurt. To where you hate me and we see each other in public and we got to fight type of hurt. You know what I'm saying? So I think it just the hurt in the beginning is way lighter than the hurt in the long run.
Oh, that's real.
That's the hurt you can brush off real fast. Mm. Okay, so yeah, so the idea of is it's really just being truthful about where you stand. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? To be honest, as a human, that gets real difficult. Especially when you're becoming greedy and you liking everything you got, and then, you know, you telling one of them, okay, you know what, I'm seeing multiple people. Then after they say, okay, well, I'm going to throw up the deuces to this because, you know, I see that this is not going anywhere. And then you're like, wait, hold up. You know, I want to. You know what I'm saying? Then it's like, okay, you're taking it a step further. Yeah, that's true, because you go from date to commitment.
Yeah.
But I think the best thing is for it to be spoken. You know what I'm saying? So that way it's a lot of clarity, and folks don't, you know, get involved with their feelings like that.
You don't know, maybe the girl is feeling the same exact way. Maybe she got hella friends, or maybe she, you feel me? Maybe she don't want nothing serious right now. You got to give her the opportunity to decide for herself, because she might surprise you and turn around and be like, yeah, we good. Like, we good. Like, we can all have friends together. Like, you feel me?
Yeah, well, and then that would be awesome, as long as you guys are honest with each other, you know. But that honesty piece is key, you know what I'm saying, especially when you're doing anything with multiple people, you know what I'm saying, because you would want people to be honest with you, you know, especially if you're being intimate with all these people. You know, that's a whole nother level of the game, you know, because people feel like if you, you know, if you have sex with me, you made a commitment to me, you know, like, and, you know, whether you want to be with somebody or not, you know what I'm saying? Like, once they give it up, it's like, huh? Okay, so they want to wake up next and hear a song like we're about to play right now. Let's go.
Sitting down at breakfast one day, and he told his wife, he said, "You know what, baby? When I die,
I want you to bury me with all my money. I want all my money. I worked hard. I don't want nobody else to spend it. I want my money buried with me. She said, okay, good Christian woman. She said, okay. She, you know what I'm saying? And then a couple of years later, he passed away. So in the funeral, you know, she was sitting next to her best friend, and she had already told her best friend what was going on and what she wants to do. And she had sitting down with the white, he's sitting down with the white box. He put it in there. She said, you really going to give him the money? She said, yeah, I put the money in my account, and I wrote him a check, and I buried him with it. Yeah, you feel me? So she did what she had to do. We out. We love y'all. Good night, man.
Decision.